Back on our agenda, the next in line is a new item, Judicial Branch Report to the Legislature on the $60 million augmentation in the 2013 Budget Act. I turn this over to Justice Miller first.
Is there any public comment with regards to the new item? There's no indication of public comment.
Thank you. Judge Jarr.
Thank you, Chief. The materials relative to this item were transmitted both by way of Moodle and the website on April 18. The Council will recall that within the Budget Act of 2013, budget control language was introduced, which required that no later than the 1st of September of this last year, each of the individual superior courts present a written plan as to how it would utilize its share of the $60 million augmentation for the trial courts in that budget to maintain or increase public access to justice. The Administrative Office of the Court's Office of Governmental Affairs surveyed the courts accordingly, received the plans, compiled a report, and with the plans made the submission in August. The budget control language also required that now the Council file a written report to those same fiscal and policy committees of the legislature on how the funds projected to be spent back in August were in fact spent or will be spent in the remaining 2 months of this fiscal year. For that purpose, once again, OGA surveyed the courts. All of the trial courts responded with reports which have been summarized in the report that we ask the Council to approve and to direct us to submit to the legislature as required by that budget control language. At a very high level, as I suspect you already are aware from this relatively compact summary report, the court's response to the second set of surveys demonstrates that their actual expenditures were very similar in terms of outcomes to what they predicted that they would expend the monies on for the sake of enhancing access. That obviously $60 million did not produce great improvements in access to court users and customers, and that also these funds enabled some service reductions to be cushioned, if not reversed. We advocated to the legislature that we be held to report and account for additional augmentations as the appropriate tool by which the legislature could gauge the prudence of our expenditures in lieu of calls in some areas and from some circles to line item budgeting. So we were grateful for the opportunity to have this approach utilized. We are, again, very much in the debt of the trial courts who spent considerable time on both surveys. Those are burdensome, no question about it, but we believe ultimately beneficial as we demonstrate our responsiveness to the legislature. So it would be a staff's request in light of the language and the budget control language that the Council approve the report that appears in your materials and direct our offices to submit it to the legislature timely. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you, Judge Jarr. Any questions or comments?
So moved.
Thank you, Judge.
Second.
Second by Judge D'Alba. Any further discussion? See no hands raised for that purpose. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Recommendation carries. Thank you.